Now, if it's not just anyone, it could be Alex Nye, who's doing a big charity, I don't know what you call it, a triathlon, if you like. He's going to be swimming from the Isle of Wight to Lymington, which is about a mile. He's going to be riding from Lymington to Guildford, about 80 miles, then running from Guildford to Reigate, which is about 20 miles, and he's intending to do that all in one day. Alex, you must be insane.
Yep, I've heard that a couple of times in my life. So, yep, I think I am partly insane.
Now, tell us, what made you want to do this?
Well, obviously, I've been doing triathlons for a fair while, and I'm part of Tri Surrey. And over the last year, obviously, with the COVID pandemic and the like, we had multiple events cancelled. So I thought I'd take it into my own hands and build my own one.
Now, this is all for a charity cause as well. It's the MHA, which is Methodist Homes for the Aged. Can you tell us about that? I know your wife, Julia, is going to be joining us on the line as well. So free for all here. Join in.
Yeah, so MHA Communities East Surrey, essentially we tackle loneliness in the elderly in the local areas of Reigate, Redhill, Hawley, Merstham and Bamstead. And we do that by bringing people together with some wonderful social activities. So we do coffee mornings and pub lunches and shopping trips and tea dances, and, you know, we do a trip to the seaside. We even do a holiday meal. And we also do something called befriending, where we match one of our amazing volunteers. We have about 80 volunteers that help us. We match one of them with a lovely member, and they have a chat once a week. So we try and make people feel valued, people that are isolated and lonely. You know, we all like to chat. We all like to reminisce. We all like to talk about what's going on in the world. And you can't do that if you're on your own. So that's basically what MHA try to do, try to bring people together and have happy times.
Well, it's a wonderful, good cause. And charities at the moment have been really, really struggling, particularly as we come out of the pandemic, to find their feet and get their funding again. It's been a really difficult time for all. So this sort of thing is going to be a big boost. And Alex, if I may, you've been passionate in fitness for over 20 years now and raised money for amazing charities by undertaking marathons, triathlons and ultra marathons. That sounds absolutely fascinating stuff. What do you think is going to be the hardest or the most difficult part of this triathlon?
I'm going to put the finishing the run is going to be after quite an arduous ride, and then we're running across the North Downs from Guildford to Reigate, and that's it's going to be off-road, so that will be the toughest part, I think, especially for me. I'd just like to say there are two other people doing that, Jenny Minnett and Gracie Lake from Tri Surrey, so I'll be in good company.
Wonderful. Now, it's, I say, a big, big challenge. This is all taking part on Saturday, July the 17th. Have you got any sort of intended time that you think you'll be arriving in Reigate?
We start in the Isle of Wight. We start the swim at 8, which is on the slack tide, so basically the easiest time to swim. And we're hoping we will get to Reigate around 10 hours later, maybe 12, but it's really going to be dependent on how we all kind of get on, really. So it's hard to say.
It sounds like a great thing. Whereabouts in Reigate would you be finishing? I mean, we ought to come and welcome you.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah. We're finishing in Priory Park, so really central. Good to have a welcome party.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely. And we'll come down and bring our microphones with us and welcome you back to Reigate, hopefully still safe in one piece, and looking forward to the next challenge.
Yeah, you'll have to let me catch my breath. But yeah, sure.
Julia, I mean, your husband here, he's a bit of a he-man, isn't he? I mean, what do you feel about all this?
He is, yeah. He's absolutely amazing. You know, he's done the Marathon de Sahel before, which is 6 marathons in 5 days across the Sahara Desert. You know, he's done that twice. So I think he came 185th. This was quite a few years ago now, but he's always had this drive in him, you know, to do these kind of big challenges. And he's raised a lot of money for so many brilliant charities over the years. So I'm really proud of him. Yeah, he's doing really well. And I admire him, but I don't want to join him, Neil.
Now, you mentioned to me earlier on, you've got £500 off your £1,000 target you've set yourselves. You better tell people how they can get in touch.
Yes, if you could sponsor us, that would be absolutely amazing. £2, £5, whatever you can. You can sponsor us by going to our Facebook page. So it's MHA Communities East Surrey Facebook page. And the sponsorship link is pinned to the top of that Facebook page. So if you could visit it and sponsor us, that would be so appreciated by us and all of our wonderful, wonderful members.
So it's MHA East Surrey Facebook page, and then follow the link at the top of the page.
That's right.
Alex, I wish you the very best of success, and hopefully we can join you in the park on the 17th when you arrive.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you.
Julia, thank you as well for joining us this afternoon. It's been a real pleasure to speak to both of you.
Thank you so much, Neil. Really appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.